Many thanks to David and the praise team. I do believe we have a wonderful praise team and worship leading group and some new faces too today. Remind me your name one more time.
Brad
is with us. So let's welcome Brad in the team group. Thank you, Brad. Brad is no stranger to us. He is the son of Larry and Judy Armstrong. So thank you. Thank you for joining us. And we have the greatest bass player of all time, bass player Grace St. Laurent is in the team. So, yes. So, Grace, you're doing wonderfully. So keep it up, and thank you for praising God with your gifts. Now, we're going to study the book of Romans starting today. Today really is the pre-introduction, not the introduction yet, the pre-introduction to the book of Romans. Why I chose the book of Romans for the next few months, so yeah, who knows? Why I do that, I don't know. But I think it's an important book because it's in the Bible. And not only I said it, because some others have said it. They said that this book is perhaps the most important letter in the New Testament. And so I believe what they say, and I thought, well, it's important enough. I got to dig into it and study it, learn it, and to share it with you. And I hope that will be so true for us here as we study together. Now, the book of Romans today, I'm going to read from Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Romans chapter 1, 1 through 7. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. The gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, regarding his son, who as to his eternal earthly life was a descendant of David, and who through the Spirit of holiness was appointed the Son of God in power, by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through him we received grace and apostleship to call all the Gentiles to be obedient that comes from faith from his name for his name's sake. And you also are among those Gentiles who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be his holy people, grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And all the lighter hurt and all the kidding aside, so to speak, the book of Romans changes two most important Christian leaders of our time. And the first person I want to introduce to you is a man by the name of Augustine. Anybody know Augustine? Yes, you do, right? Augustine, the fourth century Christian leader, a distinguished philosopher and a teacher of his time, very high regarded. Augustine was under some sort of conviction about this truth, this gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was some sort of, he had some, not a real conviction, but he sort of had an understanding about the truth, some understanding and acknowledgement of God, but he never really, before Christ, he never gave fully to Christ, fully to God. According to his life biography, Augustine obviously was smart and intelligent and good-looking. He was a brilliant and attractive man. But he also lived immoral lives, just like many. And you name it. If you want to know in the details, read his book, the book called Confession, in his book. And so he lived his life as much as he wanted, as much as he pleased, until one day in Milan, Italy. He was visiting a friend, and he heard this little girl sing a song. Pardon me if I don't get it right, my Italian accents. Tole, tole, legge. Is it even close enough? So if anybody speak Italian here? So the girl was singing, tole, tole, legge, tole, tole, legge. And to him, this was a message from God. It interpreted as take and read, take and read. So Augustine understood this to be a message from God, so he ran, or he rushed to the closest Bible, open Bible he could find, and he opened the Bible, and he read it, and he found a verse that randomly found a verse in Romans chapter 13, verses 13 to 17, 13 to 14. This is what he found. I'm going to read from Romans chapter 13, verses 11 to 14. Romans 13, 11 to 14. And this is what Augustine found as he opened the Bible randomly. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than what we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in carousing, in drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. Augustine, who lived his life for the most of his life, living his life as much as any way he wanted it, when he found this verse, he was convinced that it was a message from God. And you know what he did? He believed it. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he received this newness, transformation, and the rest is history. He became a great leader of the church. In fact, some says that St. Augustine became the greatest figure in the early Christian church between the Apostle Paul, time between Paul and the great reformer, the Protestant reformer, Martin Luther. Imagine that. The Word of God, the Book of Romans, the Holy Scripture transformed people's life like St. Augustine back then. And quite different from that person is another man. His name, of course, I just mentioned, Martin Luther. A Protestant reformer. Now, Luther wasn't like Augustine, not at all. He was by far different. He was a monk, a parent Christian, a pious. He believed in God. But his way of following God was that by doing things, he tried to please God. He believed that he could please God by doing and doing and doing. And he thought he could please God by his actions. So the more he tried, the more he hated God. That's his own confession. He thought he could please God by his own doing. So the harder he worked, the farther he was away from God. In fact, he said he hated God for imposing rules or standard of righteousness on human beings. For he realizes it is impossible to keep God's standards, God's rule, and try to please God by doing things. And not until Martin Luther decided that he would dig into the Word of God once more and went to the book of Romans. And you know what he found? He read Romans chapter 1, verse 7. That's what had caught him. This is what he read. Romans chapter 1, verse 7. To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be his holy people, grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Luther realized that justification comes only by faith. Justification is called you declare not guilty before God, just as you have never sinned. And it is only possible by faith. So after all, Luther wasn't looking not necessarily for peace from his own doing, and he didn't believe, he couldn't contain or he couldn't receive peace by his own doing. And that what he really needed, what Luther really needed, was not of his own righteousness, but God's righteousness. Can we say amen to that? What's the difference? Well, our righteousness say, God loves you, so try to not harm anybody, try to live a good life. Well, that may go a little bit, there's some truth to it. But you know, if we're going to look for true peace, true joy, true hope, true love, without Christ, it is impossible. Without faith, it is impossible, because Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Romans chapter 11 verse 6. And so, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So Luther realized that in order to please God, in order to have peace, a peace that lasts, it's not so much about doing things out there, but it's rather receiving the one who has done it all. Can we say amen to that? World religions and all any other philosophies and all any other beliefs beside Christianity said, do it, and if you do it, it will happen. So other religions said, you do, and you get it. And so those religions, the main things become the doing religions. Our Christian religions, my friend, is a done religion. D-O-N-E, done. Once and for all. Christ paid the price. He set us free. He declared us not guilty before God, set us free forever from all unrighteousness, all our guilt, all of our sins, all of our fear, all of the things that our burdens that weighed us down. God has paid the price. Jesus had paid the price. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my what? Sin and shame. In love you came, gave amazing grace. That's what Luther found. And when he realized, and when he read Romans chapter 1, verse 7, the grace and the peace of God, he said he felt like never before, he felt the peace like never before, and he said he felt like he was in the garden of the paradise, standing there, lifted up, free, free indeed. Men and women, I want to encourage you today. Once again, go into your library, go into your study rooms, go into the place you keep your Bible, or even in the church. Open the Word of God and read the book of Romans. And I have to tell you, by the power of the Holy Spirit, if you truly believe it, it will transform your life. It will change your life. Yes, it happened 2,000 years ago for people like Luther and Augustine. And it can happen for us today.
Does this thing really work? Absolutely. I was sitting in the first row of witnessing that last night here at our church. As Anthony and a man named Pastor Keith from Rhode Island came and delivered, and the wonderful angels of harmony from our church, David and the praise team, sang beautifully. They were like angels. They are angels. And we were so uplifted and lifted up high as they sing the praise, and Anthony and Pastor Keith delivered the word. People responded the word of God and came to Christ right here in our sanctuary, the front row. 5 souls gave their life to Christ, and their names are written in the Bible, not because of Anthony, not because of Pastor Keith, the grace and the peace of who? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Can we say amen to that? The power of God still works, and 2 from our own church, and 3 from a community. And as Anthony shared, of course, you saw his life, his story before, right? I showed the movie, the change from darkness to light, the transformation that took place by the word of God. And there was another man who shared, Pastor Keith. And that message, we haven't heard before until that last night. Oh, Friday night, sorry, 2 nights ago. Pastor Keith said, look, he was in chains with prescription drugs for his pain, for pain of his back, because he was mercilessly beaten by some other people. And so he was trying to find a painkiller to cope with his pain. And he was addicted to pain, killers and drugs and medication and so on and so forth. And he was carrying a burden and hopelessness and depressions. And this was his testimony. He said he didn't want to live and he didn't want to die. Imagine this. Caught right in the middle. Didn't want to live, didn't want to die. What kind of life is that? Hopelessness. Despair. But until he found Christ in the Word, digging through the Word of God, it changed completely, and he said it was like a light. It switched, and it became light and completely changed forever. And today he is a free man, and he was free indeed from then on, and today he's a free man. As he shared his message, there was in the church sitting a young girl who went through the very same thing that Pastor Keith was going through. In fact, he was a cutter. I don't have to explain farther than that. And she didn't have hope. She didn't have peace. And she came here with her grandma, her mother, because God moved her heart to be here. And she was here. And as Anthony called forward and said, is there one more? Is there one more? She took nobody nudging her, stood up from about the middle pew and stood up in tears, came up and gave her life to Christ and said, I have never experienced anything like this before. This is new to me. Praise be to God. Amen. The power of God is alive and through the word of God. And it can transform life. Yes, it can still work. It still works. Believe it. Read the Bible. Read the Word of God and obey what it says. In order to do that, we need to understand it. How do we understand the Bible? By faith. By faith. By the Holy Spirit. By faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. So Paul wrote this letter, the book of Romans, from Jerusalem, as he collected money for the poor people, the poor saint, the poor Christian in Jerusalem, and he knew he was going to Spain, and on his way to Spain, he was writing the Christian in Rome, the Jew Christian that he had never met in his own life. And in fact, he didn't start the church. It just happened there. A church appeared. I don't even know how the church in Rome appeared. It was powerful back then. It is still powerful. A Christian church in Rome is still powerful today. But Paul loved that church dearly, so he wrote a letter to the Christians in Rome. And we're going to study that next week in a few months. And study together. So I encourage you, my friends, to read the book of Romans chapter 1 for the next few weeks. And let us hear together from the Word of God. Praise be to God. God is good. Is it really true? Yes, it is true. God loves you. God loves your family. God loves your friends. That is true. Yes, we have to behave right. That is also true. But more important than that, what we believe is so important. What we believe matters. Our faith matters. The gospel matters. The Word of God matters. That has the power to transform lives. Thanks be to God for His holy word. Amen.